The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 908 Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Good morning, Rose.
Hey. So I want to get a couple things in before we start taking calls because I have the sneaking suspicion that the phones are going to blow up today because we got some great news throughout the week, including the fact that Hawaii, starting March 26th, is going to eliminate the need to test before arrival.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't want to shortchange a couple of events that we've got coming up. So if you are interested to find out where I'm finding this information, it's foxworldtravel.com. Check out resources tab, and then you will find vacation travel shows and events. And in going there, you will find a couple of them that are happening soon. It's March 9th, and that's the Insight Vacations and Fox Exclusive European Tours. This is the show that we know is going to be very well received because the one and only Gigi Bromage from Insight Vacations, one of their tour directors, is going to be joining me to talk about our groups for both 22 and some for 23. So that's going to be a big thing. And then we've got and that's at 3:00. So
that's this coming Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday. And that's a little different. And then the 15th, we're doing a 6 p.m. show, which is the Onstage Alaska with Holland America. So two things happening that I promised everybody in marketing that I would make sure I made huge announcements about. So I'll probably do it again at the bottom of the hour. But those, you can sign up online or call 866-GO-FOX-GO, and there are people on the phones right now.
When this one on March 15th goes away and the little bears on the website go away, I'm going to be sad. Every Saturday I open it up and it just makes me happy.
Yeah,
it's such a great photo.
And you know what? I actually was just going through a few of my Alaska photos from previous years. Remember, we haven't done Alaska now in 2 years. Thank you very much, COVID. And I've got some great pictures too that just bring back all memories and everything's just flooding back to me. And I'm so fortunate. I get to go to Alaska twice in 2022. I've got a Holland America trip that has a few openings on it. I should tell you, we had a couple of cancellations, nothing to do with COVID, just things that happen in people's lives. And so there's a couple of spots on a couple of our Alaskas, one of which is mine, and that's July 10th. But then and it does show sold out on the website. So if you need to maybe get a couple more, get a hold of somebody, and on Monday they can check and see if we can open something up. But also the Jeff Wagner trip. We found out yesterday that some of the great discounts that are going on right now have been extended. And so that's pretty exciting as well. That's a Regent trip. It's very different than anything we've done before. And it's very excited. It's Explore Coastal Alaska with WTMJ's Jeff Wagner. And that's August 2nd to the 10th. So back-to-back Alaska's for yours truly. Yay.
Wow. Look at you. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, it's starting to stack up. We got texts coming in. When we get back, we're going to talk to Joe in Menominee Falls and Ray in Bayview. Hang on, guys. We'll be right back. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Going to be a beautiful day, a high of 61. The record high is 62, so let's beat that today. It is currently 37. Watch out for thunderstorms and high winds tonight, though. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Joe, thank you for holding on. What's going on in Menominee Falls?
Hey, Rose, now that our buddy Mark Murphy has announced that the Packers will be playing in London.
He's my buddy,
Fox
too.
Looking at maybe, I know, he's our buddy.
Yeah.
We went on that trip with him.
That's right.
But I was wondering if Fox was thinking of putting something together revolving around that in London.
Well, I would never say never. There's so many variables right now. It'd be really nice if we knew when that game was. We can sort
that
of
would help.
Yeah, we can sort of figure it out a little bit, but I would never say never. What may end up happening is somebody like Funjet Vacations or another tour company may put something together, and then we may buy into that. So I would say stay tuned. But since you've got a direct line to Mark Murphy, Joe, give him a call and see if we can get a suite.
There you go. Right.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Say hi to Kathy.
All right. Thanks.
Have a great weekend. Ray in Bayview. Good morning, Ray. What's your question for Rose?
Hi. We just got back from a cruise through the Southern Caribbean, and at one of the ports, one of our friends on the cruise had to go to a hospital, just a cruise friend, not someone we knew well. And they ran into a hassle where the hospital made them pay cash, and they had a big problem getting cash and paying the hospital before his wife would be released. Is there a travel insurance that will try eliminate that somehow, or do all the, I believe this was in NASA.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Well, they had to take cash.
Yeah, that's pretty common. The cash thing is kind of unusual. I've had guests on my trips who have been admitted to a hospital throughout the world, including Mexico, and they were able to pay their bill with the credit card, and then they were, of course, reimbursed after they came back to the U.S. and put in a claim with their insurance. That's kind of how that works. There are a couple of insurance companies that are primary, and even then, we still had some issues where they had to pay and then come home and do the claim. The cash thing, that's a new one on me. I've never had anybody have to come up with cash. So that might have been a bit of a challenge. But they had health insurance, thank goodness, right? Or that could have been some really scary amount.
They did have travel insurance. It was just a fact they eventually got the cruise line to advance them the money on their credit card. And
oh, good.
Pay the bill and get the lady out.
Yeah. Hmm.
But that was kind of a struggle also.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like I said, I've only ever had it where people were able to use a credit card to pay their bill. Because, as you said, sometimes this is a pretty, even for we from the United States that know what exorbitant medical bills are, even in these developing countries, sometimes those bills can be kind of high. And who's walking around with that kind of cash, for
right.
sure? I don't know anybody that would, I don't know of an insurance company that would help you with the cash part. What I will tell you is this. We do sell Travel Guard, and one of the things that is included in your Travel Guard policy, one of the reasons people sometimes purchase it for this reason, is there's a concierge number on that in policy, and it's open 24/7. And I know people who have used them for as mundane or not important things of getting theater tickets, getting restaurant reservations. But I also know people who called them in the middle of the night when they had a health problem, and they helped them with it.
We've taken your advice. We always use Travel Guard when we travel.
Good. So. Good.
Luckily, we haven't had to use it. We were just wondering if there was another way to cover the cash thing.
The cash thing is new to me, so I've only ever had people where the hospital is willing to take their credit card. So, yikes.
All right, Ray.
Thanks for
calling in. Have a great weekend. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. When we get back, we'll talk to Karen in Waukesha. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here as well. Good morning, Rose. After this, you're going to go down to the Shamrock Shuffle downtown and drink a bunch of green beer.
I'm for sure going to drink green beer. I love that.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Karen in Waukesha, good morning. What's your question?
Yes, I am planning a last-minute trip to Cancun. And I'm wondering, do I need a COVID test X amount of days before I leave for Cancun?
No. That's one of the beautiful things about Mexico. They were letting Americans in without tests for a long, long, long time. And so that's why they were as popular as they were. Here's a little tip I might give you, Karen. We've found out that many of the airports, we know Cabo, and we know Ixtapa, because I've had firsthand experience with one of those, and somebody else told me they had this experience as well. So what we're telling our customers is we were asked to show a driver's license when we exited Ixtapa. And I discovered the reason, and what it is, they're asking you to show any proof of residency with an address on it. And what it is it's contact tracing. And they're manually putting that into the system. That's what was kind of taking long as we were checking in to take our flight home from Ixtapa a week ago. And so I know a lot of people don't take their driver's license along if they have no intention of driving, because they think, well, I've got my passport. Why would I take my driver's license along? But they were asking for people to show any kind of proof of residency. So just something there. But they got rid of the forms that you needed to fill in before you arrived. They got rid of, they've never had testing requirements. So yeah, your passport and a bikini and you're ready to go, Karen.
Okay, could you just tell me, though, what would happen? I mean, I will take my driver's license, but what happens to the people who don't know that little bit of information?
Well, we had some people that were digging through their bags, and they were finding anything that they had that had their actual address on it. One guy got so smart, he showed his bag tag that was hanging on his bag, and they let that fly. So I think this is a new development, and I don't know how long it'll happen, and I don't even know if they're doing it in Cancun, but that's just that's a little tidbit.
Do I have to show my vaccine card?
Nobody asked for it when I left, not a soul. So it's, you know, obviously you know you have to still take a test to return to the U.S.
Yes, yes.
And your resort is offering
that? But no forms to... it's Iberostar.
Yeah. They'll.
So I believe they are. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And just to clarify, there's no forms that I need to fill out to enter Cancun.
Nope.
All right.
Good to go, Karen.
Enjoy the trip.
Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Fun in the sun.
Yes. Thank you.
855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Sean texted in and says, good morning. I'm going to Hawaii. Oh, it jumped. In a few months, I'm vaccinated, but do I need to get my booster in order to go?
Well, it depends when he's traveling. So the best thing you can do is go.
It says a few months. Sorry.
A few months. To me, I'm thinking probably not. They're saying no boosters right now. The good news with Hawaii is we don't need anything. So keep watching that site, though, because if you're going, here's something to keep in mind. I was looking at the Italy news that came out that we don't have to have a test now to enter Italy, but your vaccine has to be 270 days or less old. Okay?
Okay.
So do the math.
Right.
That's like 8 months, right? Okay. So, or you have to have a booster. So every one of these countries and places that are now opening up, you got to look into each one of them, because it's not just going to be one big blanket statement. It's still, they're going to open up, but they're going to open up with some restrictions and requirements.
Who could help me figure all that
out? I think a travel professional might be able to help you, Dayton.
All right.
Thanks.
My husband and I are going on a Princess Cruise tour with a land portion first. I am wondering if you know if the Princess will provide required COVID tests getting back on the ship.
Yes, it's very likely. We're having that same question right now with all of our Holland America trips, because we do the land portion before we do that ship portion, and Holland America is owned by the same company that owns Princess Cruise Lines, and you can bet they're going to tell you how they're going to facilitate that for you. So it's not going to be, you're on your own, good luck. Our last city before we get on the ship is Whittier or Seward, which are two little port towns, and they're not just going to let you on your own to figure out how you're going to get that test to get on that ship.
Exactly. 855-616-1620. How about a non-COVID question?
That would be good.
We're going to Alaska with you on July 10th. What excursion would be a must-do from the ship?
So I always tell everybody that you should seriously look at doing the White Pass Railway. That's when we are in Skagway. All right. So if you're taking the Yukon trip, which these people are not because they're on the July 10th trip, that would be included. This is in Skagway. This is the White Pass Railway. This is a historic narrow gauge railroad experience. You can rail one way, bus back. You can rail round trip. That's a very good excursion. If money is no object and you're going to do this only once, you might want to look at a hiking experience where they helicopter you onto a possibly the Mendenhall Glacier or one of the other glaciers, and then you do hiking on the glacier.
That'd be awesome.
Very, very awesome. So also to keep in mind, when we are in Denali, you've got some free time. Are you going to be looking to do some whitewater rafting? Remember, they've got various levels of whitewater rafting. So you might say, oh my gosh, I'm not doing that. They've got mild to wild. So you can do the one where you jump in the jumpsuit and you basically are in the raft and you do have a oar in your hand, but you're not responsible for much. The guide is pretty much doing everything. So those are out there. Sometimes people wait to decide if they're going to take a plane to see the face of Denali for, based on the weather kind of a thing. Whale watching in Juneau for sure. That's, you know, is a must. So those
are a lot of things to do.
There are a lot of things to do, but those are some of the must-dos and the ones that sell out the fastest.
All right. From the 262, it says, we're going to a Viking Rhine River cruise in June. We are then spending a couple more days in Switzerland after the cruise on our own. How easy is it to get from where the ship docks in
Basel?
Oh, that's an L at the end. To the train station.
Easy. Easy peasy. All you have to do is ask the people on the ship, and they'll make arrangements for you. They'll actually even set up your transfers for you if you want. They'll get a cab for you and tell you what time.
So super easy to do. Do we need a COVID test to go to Jamaica?
So far, yes.
So far, yes. Okay, so good to know that. Let's see. Oh, we knew this was going to come up here with everything going on. It says, we have a trip to Spain with the soccer club in 2 weeks. We're concerned about what's happening in Ukraine. What advice?
Well, look at a map. See where it is. Spain is about as far away from Ukraine as you could possibly get on the continent of Europe. You know, right now we're taking a wait and see kind of a look at this whole situation. We think it's going to be contained just to the Ukraine area, but certainly, you know, keep watching. That's for sure. Could there be some fallout for this from this? Absolutely. But at this point in time, they're geographically pretty far apart.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. More of your texts and calls coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show. But right now, it's the WTMJ Breaking News Center and Mike Spaulding. Good morning, Mike.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. I don't know if you listened to WTMJ this week, but there's a new morning guy after how many years? Gene Miller's gone.
Yeah, Dean Miller is gone.
But not gone.
No.
Because we can travel with him still.
We can. So if you are still thinking that you might want to go along on the Gene Miller France trip, and again, France is one of the countries that made it easier for us to arrive, which we're very excited about, you can do that. You may see that that's going to show as a sold out on our website. No, it actually doesn't. So you do have to call somebody because we released the cabins back to the cruise line. There are still some available. We would just have to go back and get them. We would love a couple more people to sign up because we're answering this question from one of the texters saying, I'm going on the Gene Miller trip. Will we need any foreign currency? It is my practice whenever I can to take foreign currency with me for at least my first couple days in the first country I'm visiting. In this particular case, it's just France. We're doing all of France. So you just need euros. And that's what I do. I go to my bank. I tell them in advance. I don't buy a lot because turning them back in never gives you the best bang for your buck on the return. And I also can keep them because I know I'm going to use them in the future, but some people might say I want to return them. But yeah, I always have a couple of euros. I take a, probably for myself when I'm traveling alone, I probably will take between 100 and 200 US dollars worth of euros along with me.
Is that for tipping or what do you use
that for? It's
for
tipping and all of those kinds of things because, you know, we know that when you get on the ship, US dollars are accepted and credit cards are accepted. And we know at many of the places we're going to be going, US dollars and credit cards are accepted. However, I always think, what if I get separated from the group? What if I have to tip somebody to do something for me, for the group? Wouldn't I like to be able to tip them in their own currency?
Right.
So that's what that's for. Some shops don't take American dollars.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talking Text Line, 855-616-1620. Good morning, Rose. Love your show. Three-part question about Jamaica. So let's start with the first one.
Yep.
We went years ago in March, and it rained every day except the day we left. What's the best time of year to go?
Oh, March is the best time to go for Wisconsinites because we're trying to get out of the weather.
Right.
We almost always go to Jamaica in March or April. And because it's in the Caribbean, there's always going to be this cloud in the weather forecast app that shows it might rain. Because as the heat builds up throughout the day, right?
Yep.
Those clouds. Now, listen, don't I sound like a Brian Inansky or something like that? That heat builds up in the clouds and then that might dump on you later in the afternoon. But typically, it's just a big 1 hour or less dumping of rain, and then it gets sticky and clears up, and that's kind of the way it is.
Right.
So I think that was probably just unique to that year.
Okay. What part has great walking beaches in Jamaica?
Negril. Negril is known for its 7 mile beaches. It's the only one. If you go to Ocho Rios or you go to Montego Bay, you might have a couple hundred yards, which that's a couple football fields. But if you really, really want to walk, it's Negril.
Okay. And then where are some of your favorite places to stay?
Well, I have now started like rethinking that whole Negril thing because that's an hour plus on a bus. And so that I got one kid that gets car sick. I got little kids that get antsy, that kind of thing. So we've been staying around a lot more around Montego Bay and Ocho Rios, in spite of the fact that the beaches aren't that great. But there are, again, they're not saying whether they're couples only, but there's a beautiful couples resort in Negril that I think, you know, has been a long-standing all-inclusive that we've offered our customers with great results for many years.
Okay. Mike from Waukesha says, good morning. Another insurance question here. My wife was traveling in the Bahamas and fractured her arm. The insurance that we have stated it would be covered because it was outside the home area. However, we opted for her to fly home to have the surgery. The insurance then denied the claim, stating that the surgery occurred within our home area and therefore not covered. Can you explain this?
Well, because you didn't have the procedure done in the country that the accident happened, I would not expect the insurance to cover. I would say then you're having it in an American hospital and your health insurance would cover it. That's the way I would look at it.
Yeah, you would think that's how it works. So, all right. How much is expected to drivers or guides on excursions during a river cruise in Germany?
Okay, so typically before you travel, about 14 days, you do get some information from the cruise lines that tell you what is expected. I'm remembering back to the last time I river cruised, which was not that long ago when I was with Jeff Wagner. And the gratuities on that particular cruise line are covered. But back in the day when they used to not be covered, they would recommend for a full day for a driver, if you were with them the whole day, which you typically are not
right
on an excursion, that it would be €4 for the driver and €6 for the guide on a full day. And they divide that in half if you're with them half day. And if you're only taking a couple hour excursion, then you're probably walking, as a matter of fact. And then it's €2, €3 to your guide. You're getting a local guide on these excursions. So they're usually historians or artists, right, or professors or somebody that's doing this. And so they're getting paid, but you're just paying them for the, you know, an additional gratuity for the amount of vast knowledge that they have shared with you. So
a couple euros. Right?
Oh, they do. Yeah. And you know, we know that sometimes everybody gets together and said, what group were you in? What group were you in? And I love hearing them tell, like, our guy is a retired professor from blank, and he told us a lot about the architecture. And ours was a history, art teacher, and she was more focused on the artistic side of this particular excursion. So it's always fun.
Yeah. AccuNet Mortgage Talking Text Line, 855-616-1620. More of your questions coming up next. Get them in. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:45. going to get up to 61 degrees today, but then the thunderstorms and winds moving in tonight. So be ready for that. Batten down the hatches, as they say.
Hey, we should let everybody know. Somebody texted in and said they left Cancun last week Sunday and did not have to show a driver's license.
You never know.
You don't
just be
know.
Prepared for everything, yeah. Basically. So we can get prepared this Wednesday with another virtual event coming up.
Yes. So you don't want to miss this. This is kind of exciting because Gigi Bromage, the one and only, we haven't had any interaction with her for a little while. She did take the group to Greece that we had. Remember, okay. We had Jeff Wagner's yep. River Cruise and we had Greece. Those are the two things that we squeaked out yet in 2021. And so some of you got to travel with her, but we're going to be doing that show and we're going to feature everything that's going on for 2022, trips like the Splendors of Budapest, Vienna, and Prague. You want to talk about an amazing trip? The three jewels in the right. crown of Europe, Budapest, Vienna, and Prague. Oh my gosh. Best of Italy, a couple other great ones. So you do not want to miss this show. And how you can make sure you don't miss it is by signing up online under resources, vacation travel shows and events. They will direct you to the register tab and you can do that. You can also call and do it. And I tell people, and I don't even know if my marketing people know I say this, but sign up. Even if something comes up and you can't make it, the next day you get an email with the link to the recorded version of the webinar. Granted, eventually they find their way onto our website. Eventually right. they're on this page. If you look at this page I'm referring to, you will see past recorded events and you can go down and look at Iceland and Croatia and Switzerland and our previous Onstage Alaska from last October. But if you want current information and you want what's open and available and all of that kind of thing, March 9th, 3 p.m., virtual travel show with Insight Vacations and Fox, exclusive European tours that we're offering in 22 and a dabbling into our 23 offerings.
You mentioned Jeff Wagner's trip last year. He's got another one going this year,
he
right?
does. And this is so exciting because he thought this was going to be the end. He pretty much told me as we were leaving France, au revoir, my dear friend. This was my swan song. And then everybody on the group said, well, you said you were going to go to Alaska. We want to go to Alaska. So this group is unique. And Jeff is the first one to admit that he's a little, what's his word, finicky.
Yeah.
He admitted that on the air. And so we've customized and created a beautiful trip with Regent. And this is not like a traditional Alaska. Nothing wrong with our traditional Alaskas. I love them. But this one is one night in Anchorage, and then we motor coach down and we pick up the ship in Seward. And it is a ship that is under 700 guests, and all of the cabins are balconies.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so you cannot go wrong with this one. There were some deals where you could pay the price and get a two-cabin category upgrade. There were some deals where you could, and I got notice from the director of our vacation team just late Friday saying, don't forget to mention this. Those deals are still out there, and anybody that's looking to go with Jeff Wagner may want to give us a call because we might be able to wow them with some offers.
There you go. 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday. It's a Fox World Travel Show, the fastest show on the radio. One segment coming up next with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
952, 37 on the whip to a high of 61 today. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray, 855-616-1620. And text here says, this may be a stupid question, but Robin really needs to know this. Can you please explain the pros and cons of packing cubes?
Well, I don't know if there's any cons. The pros, the reason I love packing cubes. So for those of you who don't know what a packing cube is, they are this nested set of zippered containers.
Okay.
They're cloth, typically. Some of them stand up a little bit more than others. Some of them are floppy. But this is what I use them for. This is how I use them. I put clothes in them that I'm not going to need until down the road on the trip. So for example, when I do Alaska, I do the land first. So I'm going to need turtlenecks and long sleeve t-shirts and fleece and jeans. And that's what I have in one or two packing cubes. I have another packing cube that has my sequin top and my flowy black pants and all the things I'm going to wear on the cruise ship, okay. right? And so I put those in and I never touch those. For the first week of my trip, I don't ever open those bags. I have tissue paper. I'm a tissue paper person. I'm a roller
Look
and a tissue
you.
Paper person. And I don't touch that cube until we get on the ship, and then I hang it up in the closet. But the beautiful thing about it is you can keep everything separate. You can keep things like clothing together. All of your underwear could be in the small one. All of your jeans could be in a bigger one, you know, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
And so it makes your suitcase. How many times have you lived out of your suitcase on a trip and it is a disaster? It's
All
just
the time.
A disaster.
I need packing cubes,
right.
I guess.
And so you organize by packing cubes. I guess the downside would be if for some reason you need something in one of the packing cubes, then you do have to zip it and kind of lift out everything and get out the one thing that you need and put it back. But I stay very organized by using my packing cubes. And eBags, that is a brand,
okay.
eBags are the brand I have.
All right, from the travel expert there, you got it. This one says, I'm going to Germany in August. What do you know about the Passion Play in Oberammergau?
I know that it's happening. I know that it's supposed to happen every 10 years. It was supposed to happen in 2020 and did not. Got moved to 21, got moved to 22. The 21 thing wasn't even that long. They knew that was a bad idea from the get-go, and
right.
then they just moved it to 22. I've been to Oberammergau many times. I have never seen the Passion Play. For those of you who are not familiar, the Passion Play is the story of Christ. And this village in Germany, southern Germany, was spared the plague many, 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 many hundreds of years ago. And to thank God, they have put on this play every decade for years and years.
For
years. And the people get so into it. The men grow their beards. They've selected who is playing Jesus Christ many years in advance, and they are grooming him and all of that kind of thing. It's an open air venue. There are some seats that are now under a covering of some sort. It happens for about 10 days, I think, or more, and every day. And it's pretty long. I think it's probably close to 6 hours with the break.
Man.
People have said to me, well, it's in German. Do I really want to go? Well, it's the story of Christ. You can probably get the gist of everything, even though it's in German. Dayton asked off the air, couldn't they just put up big screens with the translation on? They're trying to keep this as authentic as possible. So no big screens with anything on it. And I think it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And I hope one day to be able to go. But it's like anything else. Anything that happens once a decade, it's a pretty big deal. Cost-wise, time-wise, commitment-wise, to get that all orchestrated. So
exactly.
Someday I'll do it.
All right, we have 2 minutes left. Hit the highlights. How do we get a hold of you? What are things people need to know right now in this current time of history?
All right, so we saw everything opening up this week, right? We heard the good news about Hawaii, hip, hip, hooray, March 26th, no more QR codes, no more safe fly, none of that kind of stuff. So you get to do that. We know Italy. We know Iceland isn't even asking for. But remember, sometimes you still have to be fully vaccinated. You have to show a card, but you don't need the test. So
okay.
Each country, everybody that's opening up has different rules. Check with your travel professional. We're the ones that can help you sort through all of this. We're going to talk more about our 2022 happenings in Europe. On the 9th of March at 3 p.m. with Gigi Bromage. It's Insight Vacations. We're going to talk about Italy. We're going to talk about Budapest, Prague, Vienna. We're going to talk about Switzerland. We're going to talk about a lot of great trips that we've got going. And we're going to dabble a little bit in 2023 as well. If you don't have that wherewithal to sign up online, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Our phones are still open. Remember, that's a seasonal thing. Our office phones are open noon, 9 to noon on Saturdays for a few more weeks.
Okay.
Yeah?
And when's your next travel date? Alaska cruise? Or are you going somewhere before
that? Spring break is coming up. And as my grandson said, we have to go to Florida again. Well, we made these plans. We knew that COVID was going to be hanging around for a little bit longer. So one more spring break in Florida, you poor people.
I was going to say, if that's your worst troubles in life, you're doing good, right?
And then away we go. Then Ireland in May, that's my next one. So
awesome.
Lots going on. You don't want to miss it. Check out our website, foxworldtravel.com. We're there to help you all day, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And right now, Saturday's 9 to noon.
I'll be in lovely Minneapolis next week, so I won't be here. I don't know
who's
filling in.
But you're going to be live streaming. I know you are.
Yeah, I'll figure out if they'll let me do that. I don't even know how to do that. That's how important I am. Somebody will be here. Have a great week.
Thanks.
And coming up next, the Annex Wealth Management Money Talk program. Danny Clayton holding that one down for you on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.